You're on 5MU. South Australian artist Sir Hans Hyson will be honoured at a new annual festival next month. It's called Celebrate the Cedars at the Cedars. It's in celebration of art, history, music and nature. Joining me to discuss the October 8 event is CEO of the Cedars, Tori Dixon-Whittle. Hi there, Tori. How are you?
I am well, Jenny. How are you?
Really well, thank you. So tell us more about the festival and how it's come to be.
So Celebrate the Cedars on the 8th of October, which is actually Hans Hyson's 145th birthday, would you believe? It's a festival to celebrate everything that is on offer at the Cedars. And I just want to check, have you been to the Cedars, Jenny?
Oh, when I was a little girl, I think. It's been quite a while, but I hear that there's been lots of beautiful works done recently. This is where Hans Hyson and his family lived, right?
That's right. So the Cedars is the property that Hans Hyson, who is one of South Australia's most famous artists, born in 1877, where he lived with his wife Sally and where they raised their 8 children. So he bought the property in 1912, originally 40 acres, beautiful garden around a villa, and then he gradually bought the properties around it because he loved gum trees and was one of Australia's first environmentalists. So he and Sir Douglas Mawson formed the South Australian Forest League to advocate for saving trees.
Ah, so not only that, but a famous painter. He did lots of different things, didn't he?
He really did. He was quite a visionary, I have to say. So when he immigrated to Australia, he was 6 years old with his mother and siblings. His father had come out a year before from Germany, so he was German, to seek his fortune. And his father, unfortunately, didn't make his fortune and, in fact, lost the very little he had. So Hans's introduction to life in Australia was quite dismal, I would say. He arrived in Port Adelaide, which was then known as Port Misery, and his first home in Australia was not much more than a tin shed. So from that, he worked incredibly hard. He was a natural artist, and he used to sit on the horse and cart of his father's business. He did actually end up having a successful business as a merchant, and Hans used to help him out as a lad. He'd sit on the horse and cart and he'd sketch on the back of magazines or papers, newspapers, and people started to take notice. And he was offered an exhibition by a businessman. Those artworks sold, and he started to have art classes in Norwood, actually. And then some wealthy Adelaide businessmen each offered him £100 each. So there were 4 of them came together and gave him £400 to go over to Europe and further his art education. And he could stay there as long as he could make that money last. So Hans was very frugal, perhaps that was his German heritage, but he was able to whittle down his expenses so much so that he was able to stay there for quite some time and study at one of the best art schools in Paris, developed a remarkable draftsmanship, and then came back to Australia and continued his practice and became an art teacher. Taught art, met the beautiful Sally, married her, moved up to Harndorf, and as I said, in 1912, he bought this stunning property, the Cedars. And the Cedars has now been handed down through the Hyson generations and is under the custodianship of the Hans Hyson Foundation. And we have, as you say, Jenny, been doing a lot of work up there recently. So we've re-roofed the Hyson home, we've restored some of the buildings, including the old maids' quarters and historic garage. We're in the process of turning the old laundry and stable into a tea shop, which is very exciting, and painting, restoring garden stone walls, so much. It really is a hive of activity. And so it's now the perfect time to invite people into that community, to create a Cedars membership that gives visitors special benefits.
Cool. So things like maybe even getting along to this upcoming inaugural annual event for free.
You are absolutely right. So that is one of our special offerings. The first 100 people who sign up to become an inaugural Cedars member, a founding Cedars member, on or before the 8th of October will actually receive a free ticket to that Cedars Festival on the 8th of October.
So what's actually planned for that event?
Oh, it's a fabulous program. I have to say, we have a full day lineup of music, classical and contemporary. So it'll be some jazz, some classical strings, a beautiful indie singer. We have a selection of talks on the garden, on the history of the Cedars, on art. We have an on-plein air workshop that people can come and pick up paper and pencil and sketch, and we have a well-known South Australian artist who's going to be leading that for us. We have, and you probably like this one, Jenny, because I know that you do love animals. We mm-hmm. have a baby animal farm.
Aww.
And that was intended for the young ones, but everyone who I tell who's an adult says, I'll be there. So we might have a bit of a lineup for that one. And, of course, we've got the stunning artist garden where it's going to be situated. And that garden, most of it was planted by Sir Hans Heisen himself. There's over 300 roses, and many of those were taken from cuttings from the Handorf Cemetery. So they're old heritage roses that have been looked after over the last 100 years, tended to, and in October the garden is absolutely magnificent with all those roses in bloom.
Oh, it sounds like a spectacular event, and glad to hear that it'll be going each year. So people can check out more on your website?
That's right. So they can go to www.hansheisen.com.au, and there are booking links there to either just book tickets for that event, and they start from $10 for a child's ticket up to $25 for an adult, and that gives you access to the music, to the garden, to the broader property. So there's actually 120 acres that people can wander. We have artisan stalls with local makers and artisans selling their wares. We have gorgeous South Australian food stalls, beer, wine and gin on offer, and many different activities, and of course those talks too. So very full program, but then the option is, instead of just buying that ticket, if you sign up for a membership, you do get that ticket for free, and then the benefits of the membership are quite extensive. You have unlimited garden entry over the year, so you can come and visit the beautiful Cedars Garden at any time in any of the four seasons, and of course it changes dramatically from season to season. You have two free self-guided tours of the Heisen Studios. So we have Hans Heisen's original art studio, still with an unfinished work on the easel and other original artworks, and his daughter Nora Heisen. Now, Nora Heisen was his only child to become an artist, but she was quite an achiever. She was the first ever woman and remains the youngest person ever to win the Archibald Prize.
Oh, brilliant. Not many women have won that prize.
That is right. Mm. Yes, there's a slight gender imbalance there, but for her to have that mantle as the first woman to win it, quite extraordinary. And she was also the first ever official Australian war artist. So she went to New Guinea during Second World War, and when you think about what she would have endured during that time, again, a remarkable achievement for her. So she's actually got a work hanging at the Art Gallery of South Australia at the moment in their Archie 100 exhibition, but also a number of works in their collection. And Hans Heisen, of course, has a lot of works in the Art Gallery collection too, including 2,000 drawings.
Yeah, right. Great.
So the two free self-guided tours of the studios included in the membership, offering one free guided tour per year, and that takes in the stunning Heisen home, still as it was, full of the beautiful objects that Hans and Sally used to collect. Hans was a great lover of antiques, and whenever he came across an antique shop or an antique auction, he'd always have a browse and often take something home. So we're the beneficiaries of that fabulous artist's eye now in how the house is displayed. Members can also have 10% discount in the gift shop and 10% discount in our soon-to-be-opened tea shop, and reduce ticket prices on events and invitations to private viewing. So really it's over $200 worth of value, and you can buy, you can join up as an individual member for $70 or $50 if you're concession, or $140 for family. So it's a really great package.
Lovely. So October 8 is the event. Celebrate the Cedars at the Cedars. The CEO, Tori Dixon-Whittle. Thank you so much. It's been really delightful to have a chat with you and have a bit of history, have a bit of a history lesson as well. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Jenny.